from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Turkish government arrests human rights workers.
Turkey is on a one-way track to a very dark and dangerous place right now.
The voice of Amnesty International Director of Europe and Central Asia, John Dalhuizen. Workers from one of the most renowned human rights organizations have been accused of supporting terrorism.
In the early hours of this morning, six representatives of some of Turkey's most prominent human rights organizations, including, as you know, our director, İdil Eze, were remanded in custody on the most spurious terrorism charges.
It was not clear which terror organization they are suspected of helping.
This is beyond an attack on manifestly innocent individuals. This is an attack on the core of Turkish civil society.
Amnesty's Turkish workers, according to the international organization, were detained by police in Istanbul on June 5th while attending a workshop and were denied access to a lawyer or the right to contact their family members for 28 hours. The U.S. slapped sanctions Tuesday on 18 Iranian individuals and groups it accused of supporting Tehran's ballistic missile program and weapons deals a day after it had again certified that Iran is in fact complying with the 2015 International Accord on its nuclear development program. The sanctions freeze any assets the blacklisted targets might have in the U.S. and block Americans from doing business with them. State Department sanctioned two groups linked to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards. It said were involved in ballistic missile research and development as well as flight test launches. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.